Welcome back to the Bonanza Pregame Show. Brian Schultz and Coach Mike Hastings of the Mavericks. Coach, congratulations on what's been a great run for you guys.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. Congratulations to you yesterday afternoon.
16 games, 14 wins. What's been the key?
You know what? I think we've had some different guys step up at important times. We've had different guys contributing offensively. And we've had some depth from our forward spot, and I think the biggest difference for us here over the last probably 3-4 weekends has been our contributions from our blue line. And then our goaltending has been better than it was early in the year. So all that combined has had us playing better than we were earlier.
You guys, I was stunned to read the stat that the Mavericks have never won in this building before last night. Does 14 wins do a lot for confidence to get the guys to not even think about that yesterday?
You hope so. And you know what? There's a lot of the guys that, you know, I've never played here. You know, we've got some other guys that hadn't played, and they didn't lose all, what was it, 7-8 games that we had played here before. So, you know what? I think it wasn't anything that was brought up too often in the locker room, at least while I was in there.
I don't know if I've ever seen a goalie get so mad at a no whistle and flip the net over like that, but I kind of like the emotion there. Did you?
The way it worked out, yes. But it could have gone a lot of different directions. I haven't seen that either. I haven't. It was a unique situation that ended up working out in our favor, and hopefully we learned a little bit from it. You know, I understand the official's not blowing the whistle. They're on the power play, and we've got a guy down, and they know it's not probably life-threatening. It's his leg. And so I understand that. And you know what? I like that Steph kind of said, hey, you know what? I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to try and clean up my own mess, which he did. So I'm appreciative of that.
Bemidji State is, in my opinion, a much different team than when they were in Mankato 2 months ago. What have you noticed about them?
You know what? They had a lot of young guys this year. You know, and you look at the Fitzgerald triplets and college hockey, the jump from junior hockey to college hockey is probably the largest jump that the guys will go through. And so it takes some time. That's one. Two, I think you look at, you know, watching Prapavesis last night in the defensive core, I just think they're exuding confidence. They're playing with the puck. Their transition game's gone to a new level. I also think that they back pressure about as hard as anybody that we've played against. We're going to experience that tonight. They like to play with pace. Tommy's got them playing a style that is conducive to if you make mistakes. Last night, Duluth made some mistakes, and they took advantage of it. I agree with you. I think they're a completely different team, and it's going to be a tough task tonight.
You guys are in a position that Maverick hockey's never been. Have you embraced the number one ranking, talked about it, or just gone about your business?
Well, you know what? Probably a little bit of both. We talked about it right away just for a little while and just acknowledged it. And it's an opinion poll, you know. So as all coaches know, it that doesn't do anything other than give you guys something to talk about. So, you know, we talked about it when it first happened. Since then, not really.
Thanks much, Mike.
You bet.